This morning we're going to talk about an issue that's deeply rooted in the hearts of everyone, and that issue is control. We want to be God, we want to decide what's good and what's evil, and our deceitful hearts tell us that we know what's best for us, we know better than God. So you know, our counselees come in for various reasons, but I think it's safe to say that all counselees come in because they have a worship problem. Some are struggling with depression, some with anger, some with difficult circumstances. As I look around this gym, I can imagine that there's a lot of difficulties that are represented here. Your own hurts, the hurts of those you love, the hurts that you minister with, and then those that you minister to. So I want to be sensitive in this session, and believe me when I say I'm not trying to be the sin police. I'm not trying to call out everything that could be a sin. But I do think that this is an important issue. So let's start with some case studies. Let's think about John and Mary. They come in because they say they're having communication problems. They're having trouble solving conflict. And Anne comes in because she wants help with parenting issues, and she wants to help to figure out why she's stressed all the time. And Larry comes in because he's lost his job and he's struggling with anger. Julie comes for help because she's depressed and she can't figure out why life is so hard. So on the surface, these seem like normal counseling issues that many people wrestle with. But let's dig a little deeper. Mary has an agenda to get her way, and John was content to let Mary run the show until he got tired of taking orders from her. Anne was abused as a child by her stepfather and now is hyper-vigilant in protecting her children. She's terribly fearful of them ever getting hurt. The abuse she suffered influences how she functions in very significant ways. Larry got fired for being manipulative and intimidating with the employees he managed as he was bulldozing his way up the corporate ladder. Julie is an overachiever and works hard to look like she has it all together, and she constantly worries about what people think about her. So the presenting problems may look like communication, parenting, anger, depression issues, but these are the fruit. The root is wanting control. So the last thing we want to do as counselors is to help our counselees be more proficient in their sin. We don't want to give them just surface solutions. We want to help our counselees get to the root issues if we want real heart change to happen. Control may not seem like a big deal. We joke about being control freaks, so we tend to minimize, rationalize, and justify wanting control. But contrary to popular opinion, striving for control is not a respectable sin. We need to help our counselees understand what's going on in their hearts. We have to find out what their goal in life is. Does their goal line up with 2 Corinthians 5:9 and 5:15? Are they making it their goal to please God? So let's think about where all this started. The issue of control is as old as Genesis chapter 3. When we think about Adam and Eve, they lived in harmony and unity with one another and with God. They were living in paradise. God had proclaimed and pronounced that all he made was good and gave Adam and Eve freedom to eat from any tree in the garden except for one. They were not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. God wanted Adam and Eve to trust him to define what was good for them and what was not good for them. Then Satan comes along and he tempts Eve to doubt God's character and to disobey him. Satan tells Eve that she won't die if she eats from the tree and promises that she'll be just like God, knowing good and evil. So with his lies, Satan called into question the validity of God's word and God's motives. He convinces Eve that God is withholding good from her. And he tempts her, and control looks really appealing. So by this one act of wicked rebellion against God, Adam and Eve rejected God's word, his authority, and denied his character, his goodness, wisdom, and power. And then the consequences were that they were banished from the garden, and now life would be anything but paradise. They could expect trouble for the rest of their lives. Actions speak louder than words. So what did Adam and Eve's actions reveal about what they believe about God? Let me hear from you. What do you think they believed about God by their actions? He wasn't good. That's right. He wasn't trustworthy. He wasn't wise. He wasn't smart enough to know what was going on. He was withholding something from them, right? And they also didn't have to fear his judgment or the consequences that he had pronounced. They could be like God, in charge and in control. So sin entices us to believe that we don't have to be under God's authority. Why do we want control? Well, we're fearful people. We fear we won't get what we want. We fear of life getting out of control. We don't like surprises. We fear the future. We want to know what's going to happen. Some of us may have suffered at the hands of evil people, and we want to make sure we never go through that again. We fear not being well thought of or appreciated or accepted or loved. We crave the praises of people. We fear being hurt or rejected if we put ourselves out there. We fear being wronged or taken advantage of. We fear the unknown. And there are probably a lot more that we can add to that list. We also want control because we're prideful people. We want to be our own God. We want to judge for ourselves what's best. In our pride, we think we're wise enough to determine how our lives should go. And then we tend to overestimate the depth of our wisdom and greatly underestimate the depth of our sin. And we live with a sense of entitlement that life should be about us and for us. In our pride, we try to reduce God to something manageable that our finite minds can understand and then manipulate. We believe control equals power. We want to have the final say. Security. We don't want to have to do with the things that we want. We don't want to have to do without. Safety. We want to avoid trouble and hurts at all costs. We think control equals freedom. To live as we please, do what we please, without restriction or consequences. We believe control equals identity and value. Being capable and in control gives us a sense of worth and value. We also worship comfort and ease. We don't like having to deal with anything that disrupts our comfort. We want to avoid hard circumstances at all costs, and we want life to revolve around us and our desire for comfort, ease, and security. We don't want conflict. We don't want conflict. We don't want complicated lives or relationships, and we want to control our experiences and our circumstances. So, what are some things we want to control? Now, I've put this list together, but I'm sure that there are a lot of other things that we would like to control. Like traffic is one of them, and I didn't put that on there. Don't people know that we're in a hurry? So, we want to control our circumstances. If circumstances get difficult, we'll use all our resources to change them or get away from them as quickly as we can. We're going to change jobs, change spouses, change locations. Our time, how we spend it and with whom. We resent people imposing on our time, and we resent interruptions that get in the way of our agenda. We want to control our relationships. We want to control our interactions with other people. We want our spouse to meet our needs. We want our children to behave well and make us look good. We want to control our reputation. We want the approval, acceptance, and appreciation of others. We want others to see that we have it all together. And then our possessions, our money, our toys, our houses. These give us a sense of security, identity, and value. And then we want to control our bodies. We want to look attractive. We want to look young. We want to feel good. We want to defy aging. And then our careers. We want significance. And we want recognition. We want to be able to do it all. And then we want to control God. We want God on our terms and our timing. We want him to do our bidding. We want a free ticket to heaven, and we'll serve him as long as he gives us what we want.